minute. Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show, 128.
Brought to you by 7-Eleven car park. That's where I am right now.
Really? Good 4G there.
It's great 4G, and I just ran inside and got a coffee. Fuck, we're giving them too much promotion, and they're not even paying us.
You know, I think we should have, given that we don't have sponsors, we should just mention companies that we like. Today's episode is sponsored by Quadlock.
Yeah.
If you need if you've got an iPhone, even any smartphone device, you can attach your phone to a bike. I reckon their bike is one of the bike mounts.
You know what I think?
In the car.
I think there's like something about good people that have a business that then just multiplies your success. Because I like the guys from Quadlock, but now I've started like checking motorbikes and checking bikes that go past, trying to see if there's a Quadlock on it. And it's like if you can infiltrate people's minds like that, you've done pretty well. And it's an iPhone case. It's a mounting thing for your thing. It's like I've turned it into a game.
Well, I actually saw one in London at a cafe. I got really excited. I was with a friend, and I said, "Oh, that's a Quadlock." And she's like, "The bike? What's a Quadlock?" I'm like, "No, the thing on the bike, the blue bit." And the way I was reacting, you'd think that I invented it. But no, the Quadlock guys listen to the show, and we're sending them stickers. We've got that. How's all the sticker stuff going? The sticker promotion has finished.
Yeah.
So anyone who has sent us an email, we'll get their stickers.
Got a bunch to send out. That's going to happen later this week, or if not, early next week. Are you a name dropper?
I get anxiety that sometimes I might be I might drop a name unintentionally, or I feel like I do it because it's sort of, I never want to do it for the reasons that people name drop.
Yeah.
Do you think you're a name dropper?
Well, I think I've perfected the craft of finding the moment. So I would say a name dropper is the person that can't help themselves and will like just bring it out and has no filter, which I reckon you're a bit there at some time, at some part, in some stages of your life you've been.
Do you think I'm there now? I mean, I feel like when I mentioned the rental car story, I said it was Sylvia Jeffries. Oh, yeah. It was probably completely unnecessary.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I think it's actually, it's not coming from a bad place. You're just like an excitable person that just wants to just throw out so much information to give so much context about everything you talk about. So sometimes that's where it comes in. But I find it's like, it's like a challenge. Okay, so where are you from? Oh, Shepparton. Oh, yeah. And then I'd just work out a moment to be able to just say something. Oh, you lived there for a while. Oh, what were you doing there? Oh, thanks for asking. Or BMAC or Jules Lund or...
I constantly do that. I think that's different. There's a difference between name dropping and being a connector. And I thrive on being a connector. I was literally talking to a guy who's in Texas who does the support for the hosting we use for our podcasting. And I ended up checking him out on Twitter and being like, oh, he works with a guy who I've made a film on.
Yeah.
And then I asked him about that. And then it turns out that all of these people I've made films on, he knows all of them, and we're going to catch up when I'm in the States.
I mean, that's really when name dropping becomes powerful, when you can actually link it with the connecting part of things. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm big on that.
I remember the one that stung for me was, I remember being extremely embarrassed. I don't know why I was so embarrassed, but I remember, I've definitely gone through a stage of being the suburban kid that every connection is exciting. And I think that it only subsided probably once I'd been at Invato for a while. So even when I was at the radio station, I think I must have still had it in me, because I remember there was this time where I was like, I'd started working at Invato, and I'd just finished working at the radio station with Fifi and Jules, and Sam Cav, who is their executive producer and sort of would look after content at the national level for the radio station, I went to his office to help him with this presentation that he was working on. And I said to him, oh, man, you wouldn't believe it. The person that I'm sitting next to at the office is the sister-in-law of Husey. And that was about the long... It was almost like we had an ISDN line where there was probably a 10-second delay. Because Sam just sort of looked at me. He's like, oh, yeah, and? I was like, isn't that crazy? No. I mean, like, because I've just come from radio and now I'm bloody... I just can't get away from it. He's like, oh, man, it's pretty common.
Yeah, Amy has told me before, like, she has tried... She's seen the moments. She said to me that you're good at not dropping in things when there's not when they're not necessary. Because it's like you totally read that wrong, right? Like the excitable moment to connect something and drop someone's name definitely wasn't the right time. Yeah, it's all about timing. But I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think if you... But I think... Well, how many friends would someone who is of status have... Versus how many people would actually say that they're, oh, I'm good mates with that guy. I'm good mates with him.
Well, I think that I already have a complex around, and we've discussed it. I meet someone for 10 minutes and I'll be like, we're best mates. my good mate. And so that's where I think that maybe with age I've... remove some of that and realize, like we've spoken about on the show, the time that I friended a guy who was a cinematographer on Facebook, and then he deleted me a few months later, and I decided to send him an email to ask why, which I think we still need to do something about that. That was going on probably 7 years ago.
This is great. Oh, that's right. We read out the email that you sent him at some point.
Yeah.
And he never wrote back. So it's still up in the air. You're still...
It's really... I asked him if he had LinkedIn. So I said, do you want to be on LinkedIn together? But even I noticed this with the Airbnb guy, right? Like pretty... I go hard on asking questions. So even yesterday morning, woke up, we saw he was out the front. We were leaving for the day, going to a lake. And... I said to him, oh, what are you excited about at the moment? And it's like he had an existential, don't even know how to say the word. He basically had a crisis in front of me because it was probably too big of a question to ask.
Yeah.
And he really thought about it. He's like, oh, you know, yeah, there's a lot on. I'm taking the cat to the vet today.
And you shut him down, good chat, bro, and walked off on him. Made him seem like the weirdo. But I've told you, leading with big questions.
Yeah, I know.
What's the best part of your day? Holy fuck, I haven't even thought about that. I just need to take a shit. That's probably what most people are thinking.
The best. He's a really interesting dude, though. I think that what I can take from people is, like, he's an anthropologist.
Mate, take a leaf out of my book. Commit to the fuck up. Say whatever you want and own it.
So I think... Anyway, I think his name's Bob, and no, he anthropologist.
Oh, I'm gonna
no, you're
anthropologist.
Say it, Bree. Anthropologist.
Did I say that? Anthropologist.
I don't know if you did.
I'm pretty sure I did. Email hi at the Daily Talk Show. Confirm.
Yeah, well, we know when pronunciation goes through email how that goes based on Trevor Long's email.
Yeah, very true.
But super interesting dude, has a book and it like looks like I'm going to get on the Kindle and then get a hard copy when we get back to Australia, because there's something cool about we're staying at an Airbnb where the guy's written a book on Tuscany. He's like, and then I said to him, I was like, oh, we're thinking of cooking... like while we're here, but we don't know how to cook. Are there any cooking lessons around? He said, oh, they'll all be in Italian. But he said, he's got a website and he's done a bunch like cooking videos. So we're going to look at them on there. But the interesting thing was, I just feel like from day one, I was asking these big questions and it took him a while to come around. Like as we were, we had our suitcases going to our, to the apartment, which was only been 2 minutes. I was like, oh, so like, how did you end up in Serrano? He's like, oh, it's a long story. And I was like, oh, this guy, why is he being so seedy? Why is he here? And then it just turns out it was literally a long story.
Did he tell it to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I won't tell the whole story, but yeah, it was interesting.
So, what's his name? Lawrence from my office. Fuck, he was telling me...
Yeah, Larry.
He was telling me that he was filming a wedding the other week. And the wedding it was a Jehovah's Witness. I guess that's their faith. Similar to Christians, the Christian faith. I guess if we're really trying to simplify it. But the point being...
like really, really, really simplify it.
Yeah, well, like, you wouldn't...
Maybe you might be right.
Well, you wouldn't... Yeah, I mean, they've got their beliefs that are separate from a Christian church. Or an Anglican church. So it's like...
Are they a sect? Are they a sect of Christianity?
Also, they're a Christian denomination.
A what?
Denomination. The Christian denomination.
Can you not... Let's just have a rule that we don't read. It's fucking embarrassing.
So they have a Bible and they think that I think God is Jehovah. And anyhow, what's his name? Lawrence was filming this wedding and he kind of didn't know that they were Jehovah's. So you see the Jehovah's Witness, the people standing on the corners and they have to rack up these hours. I'm very much generalizing this. They rack up these hours of like devotion or like spreading the word about Jehovah. And you would see them. There's like, it's a really interesting thing because they're in up where Amy's mum lives in Sydney. There's like a massive Jehovah's Witness following or a church, and so there's all these young people on the streets sort of just standing around for hours and hours just trying to talk to people about the faith. And anyway, long story short, he's filming this Jehovah's Witness wedding, and he didn't know that that's what they were. And then he asked someone, and then he worked out that everyone there followed this faith. And then he spoke to the DJ, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I'm a Jehovah." And he said that the music, because they're not allowed to hear naughty words or have parts of songs that are talking about, you know, grinding and bumping. And so he said that there's it's almost like a Spotify subscription service where they remove not just bad words, but like sentences that...
Do they replace them?
No, he said it's kind of this weird mix. He was hearing it and he's like, oh, I can hear that. So it's like full Nicki Minaj, but just without the sentences that make sense about, you know, what she's doing with her ass. And so it's...
It's probably actually more like what I am at karaoke, you know, where who to hear then, that sort of thing. They just like it's just someone saying random.
But how bizarre is that? So there's a subscription. I can't find it I've been looking for it. Not that I want to get involved.
I'm sure if you just went on to Spotify, what he might have meant was, can you just go on Spotify and search like Jehovah's
Witness songs,
like playlists?
No, he reckons it was a separate. He said it was. This is the way he explained it to Lawrence. It's like Spotify and you pay a subscription and you've got all the latest songs just
Jehovah. Do you know
Jehovah
what this stinks
5.
Of?
What was that?
Do you know what it stinks of? Do you know what it stinks of? Songle. Do you think this is just what Songle turned into?
Transition. What was Songle?
So Songle was my old employer's attempt at a streaming service. I remember I was just a junior burger sitting in this meeting as these executives were doing this big presentation, and they talked about what they were going to do differently, and they were saying how there's going to be exclusive content that only people would be able to see from our radio station. So it was exclusive, but it meant that none of the other stations would be on there. But my favorite bit was that they were going to be leading with visual advertising on our screens. And so the question that I asked is, I'm like, if people are listening, won't they have their the phones in their pockets? And you could just see the executive just being like, shut the fuck up, Josh. Like, we're selling this in. We've just spent a lot of R&D. We don't need your bullshit right now.
Who's this piece of shit poking holes in our business model?
Yeah. Anyway, Songul. But the other thing too about Songul is, and why I was sort of rolling my eyes a little bit, is that, do you think it's okay to talk about ex-employers like this? I guess it's okay. We've got big media company. We don't need to be hired.
Well, if you're looking for a job, probably not. But if you're pointing out that you're a little shit, then I think that's okay, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing was that the reason why I thought it was funny was because Songul was a rebrand of a product called Anubis.fm, which was started by Sony in response to Spotify as a way to say, hey, this is a solution that's good for the labels and all that sort of thing.
Was Spotify out then? Anubis,
yeah, so yeah, Spotify was already out. It had been out for a long time overseas. And because I had Sonos in the early days, I had Sonos probably 2011, and there was no Spotify in Australia or anything like that because I was working. I had a tech blog, so I would review these products. And Sonos had, I basically had this crack for Rhapsody, which was really good. It was like streaming, like a Spotify, heaps and heaps of songs. But then Australia released their first one, which was Anubis.fm, which was specific to Sonos. Anyway, that was Songul was actually just Anubis rebranded. And so just following it along, I was just like, oh, this just, it just stunk of, we need to respond. We need to do something to be in this space. But It didn't feel like it was, it felt like there was a disconnect between my reality of what I'd seen within the space and what they were doing.
Well, yeah, it's becoming, I mean, yeah, I think it'd probably be a good idea to bring a whole bunch of people like you, young little smart asses in and get them to try and poke holes in your current business. I was talking to Jules Lund, name drop, and I was saying that I was driving, listening to the radio, because we were discussing radio, and I said they hooked something. They said that they've got something coming up in the next 15 minutes, and it was a piece of news, and I wanted to know that piece of news right now, so I pulled over and pulled out my phone and searched it. It's like, you can't hook, you can't hook something coming up in 15 minutes in today's age. No one wants to wait. Who said it recently? It was like their kid was saying, why can't we skip this song? I want to listen to what I want to listen to. So why would I stay in the car and listen to this shit? It's so funny. It's so funny.
Yeah, I think, and also the thing is, I think that the weirdness in the position that I think I've been in is being a geek and being someone who, like, I was 14 years old listening to podcasts on like an iPod Classic before it was on iTunes. And so you see these like trends, and then you see people who haven't been there at the start talking about these trends with some level of authority. Yeah. And I think that that's what sort of get, and that's almost the reason why I love podcasts, and I've had a few podcasts over the years. But the reason that I probably was reluctant to, to start one again is because I feel like there is so much hype associated with shit, and it's based on this timeline which feels like takes way longer than what it should. I remember I was looking at old files and I had a USB stick from 2005, early 2005, and it was a website that I had to make in my IT class, and it was about, I said, podcasting, and it was like all about podcasting and how this is the future. And it was like, I spelled it POD-casting. But anyway, it was just, yeah, I mean, it's sort of a bit of a hashtag brag of, mate, this is fucking, nothing's, this isn't new. Right, we've been doing it
quick
for
one.
Ages.
Did you have Winamp?
Yeah.
Did you see use Winamp? Did you use LimeWire?
Yeah, used before LimeWire, I was using Kazaa.
Napster?
But you would only, use Napster. I remember downloading like the Austin Powers theme song for off that. But there was also, the thing with LimeWire is you would only ever download, I think it was LimeWire Lite, because the other ones you could get like a bit of... viruses. But I do remember with Kazaa, we got ADSL at our house, and it was, man, I'm really coughing today. We had a gig of data a month. That's what our like allocation was for the whole ADSL.
Holy shit.
Which is like pretty crazy when you think about it now. But anyway, I went crazy on Kazaa and racked up a bill just purely by uploading, because we were downloading and uploading, because I was like peer-to-peer and I just had it all on because I was really excited. And it was over $1,000. Our phone bill, like our internet bill, was over $1,000.
Holy shit. So I saw Derek today, who's been on the podcast, has the scooter
Dirty
shop,
Derek.
and he's got an amazing podcast. He said to me that he...
Yeah, what now with Derek?
Yeah, what now? He said to me he went out on Saturday night and he's like, I don't know how it happened, but in my pocket, my phone chewed through 50 gigabytes of data. It cost me $400. I said, Derek...
50 gig of data.
I said, Derek, there has to be an explanation for this. It doesn't just happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I blew up at Telstra. I called them. I went off at them. I was like, mate, you've obviously turned on like some, you just got a new computer and there must be some kind of like iCloud. So his whole entire phone's syncing to the cloud or syncing to Dropbox through his data. Far out.
I mean, that's been a problem even with my internet here, like the tethering. Like I keep getting texts in Italian. I had to go, like I spent like 2 hours the other day working out how to sign up to Vodafone. Like they're like, it's hard enough fucking signing up to Optus or Telstra on like online.
Yeah.
And so I had to do it in Italian and got it all set up and then was loading money onto it.
So what so kind of data, what kind of a plan? So if someone just flew into Australia, there's okay plans, but the internet's pretty slow here. What are you getting?
So like I think it was about 20 euro. And I get 10 gig of data. And I use that within 2 days, though.
10 gig in 2 days.
But the thing... So it's a fair bit. But the thing... My mistake was relying on that rather than connecting to Wi-Fi at any moment.
Oh, yeah.
But it should be more... And so that's what I've been doing now. Like, we're talking right now through Wi-Fi rather than using 4G or 3G. But... it's interesting. I have one thing I want to do some more research on is the roaming. So like specifically in Europe, I think the plans have gotten better now. So you can just get a SIM in the UK and then you can use it in Italy and different parts of Europe.
A universal SIM. Yeah, because you've changed your number a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just been updating. I've just been going, I feel like bang for buck. My view on roaming is that typically you end up with like second tier carriers once you go to different places. It's like, how often would you land in Australia if you're roaming from overseas and then end up on Telstra?
Yeah, and so also, right? you're smuggling drugs as well. You need to change up that number.
Exactly. I've got a lot of burners. We tried the Instagram, or you tried the Instagram feature where you can ask a question.
Well, I thought I should. Everyone was doing it. The function came out a couple of days ago. And it was just like, it is pretty indulgent. Just like, hey guys, you got a question for me? And so there's all these just individuals doing it. I saw one was just like, are you going to buy a house? It's like, Random stuff. So I just put it up there.
Do you know what it reminds me of? A website that was probably the maybe 2005, 2006. Actually, no. It would have been later than that. It might have been like 07. There were, or 08. There was it was sometime in the 2000s. There was a site called threewords.me, which it was actually started by a guy that I know who lives in the US, and him and I and a couple of other teenagers, when we were like probably 2005, we did a podcast called Teen Technology, where we used iChat audio and we recorded. I can't find copies of it anywhere, but basically it was a technology show, and we'll just these teenagers who had found each other from around the world. It was called Teen Tech Online. But anyway, his name at the time was Shui, and he changed it to Mark. But Mark created a website called threewords.me, which I don't think is around anymore, but it was bought by like a couple of $100,000. He was only 17 at the time. And what you could do is you could send people a link on your social media and say, describe me in three words. It was like played into all that stuff that we love. It's just like, oh, what are people saying about me? Like, how do people describe me? So it feels a little bit like that.
Yeah, I like it.
And so we did get a...
Go on.
So I was just going to say, we did get a few... we got two questions. We got one that said... That was from me that said, curious as to how this shows up on the Daily Talk Show Instagram backend, which I then had a look at. And I accidentally added an M. That wasn't meant to be there.
So can people actually see them?
We did. No, you can say, so we can answer them. If we can you hear that bell? I'm just putting the microphone on it. So that's actually one thing that I love about Serrano is every hour the bells go off, you know, for the amount of, you know, so if it's 5 o'clock, it dings five times. It's so good in the morning because like I'll be waking up and we have the the window open out into the valley, and we can just like wake up to the light, and I literally like lay in bed. I don't look at my phone in the morning. I'll just be like waiting and hearing the dings. That's and working
what's
out
the smell
what
like right now? What's the air smelling like?
Let me just get up out of my seat and just give it a good sniff. Hang on.
Is that a fireplace in your room?
Yeah, there is a fireplace. Yeah. To be honest, it smells like nothing right now.
Is it fresh? Super fresh air?
I'm a bit... Yeah. No, it's actually... When I think about fresh, I think of cool. It's not really... It's already quite warm. It's... what time is it here? It's like 9 a.m. here, 5 p.m. in Melbourne. On Thursday, and yeah, it's already warm. So yeah, but it gets not like people are smoking meats and shit, so it's like got all that smoky smell, which is really good. It's like fucking Sovereign Hill.
Have you seen the video of Mark Zuckerberg smoking meat? And he did like a live
the edited one.
He did a live feed that went for like 2 hours. And then someone just went through and cut out all the times that he said, smoke meat. I love smoke meat. The best thing about smoking meat, smoke meat. Smoke meat.
It's very funny. But anyway, so the question, we got two questions. One from Geek Evangelist, also known as Russell Keys, who asks, HSP or burger?
Mm.
What's your answer?
Burger. I mean...
Yeah, I'd say burger. I haven't had that many halal snack packs in my life.
Nah. And you can get just shitty ones. There's too many shitty ones out there. Mm. But maybe
I feel like if I was... I think that I would prefer a chimichanga over an HSP. And Russ Keys and I have talked about that. When I come back to Melbourne, we're going to get a chimichanga.
Oh, very cute. Posted just one. Putting a few dates in the calendar to have a few chimichangas.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah, love a chimichanga.
I've got to go pick up my son, but... Tomorrow, we've got a guest on the show.
Yeah, we have Jordan Evans on the show. She is the she created Mingle, which is like a seasoning company, really cool, and she's done it in like a really sick way. It was awesome chatting with her. So yeah, that is tomorrow. We did have one other question, which was from Testock, who asks, who do you think will win the final of the FIFA World Cup? I'm going to guess Croatia if they're in it. Is that a thing?
Well, I don't know actually who's won it, but it's finished. England didn't win it.
Oh, really? The whole thing's finished?
The FIFA World Cup. Let me just... World Cup. FIFA World Cup. Let me just quickly...
Well, my guess is Croatia.
Why did it... Yeah, semi-finals. Croatia did beat England, so now they're out. And France are 1 and Belgium 0. So that was yesterday. So I think it might be it's Croatia-France in the final.
Yeah, I think Croatia's going to win. Maybe yeah. Bree and I should head to Croatia. We've been talking about going to Croatia.
Yeah, I'll go Croatia.
So maybe we'll go there. It would be a good vibe.
Actually, I'll go against you. I'll go France. I was there when the soccer... They go fucking mad when I was in Paris 2 years ago. There was some soccer on and far out. They just went bananas for it. So, a bit of spirit, a bit of chutzpah. And they've definitely... They're too busy on boats out in Croatia, just sailing around.
I reckon that would go great. It's very cool. But Bree, just before you go, Bree has been messaging with a girl who is a model who modelled for Bree's old company that she worked for, because they would hire a lot of times for people in Europe and stuff. Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, she's based in Croatia, and she's like, oh yeah, you can. I've got like a apartment that you can stay at. It's like a small little village in Croatia.
Shit, yeah.
So we might end up doing that. That'd be fun.
Mate, take that up.
But anyway. Sorry, Danny, for the travel. Hopefully you're not raging too much about my slight mention of travel. But it's a daily talk show, everyone. So Jordan Evans tomorrow, she's a legend. And please check out the one thing with Mingle seasoning, which I didn't realize, is how fucking big they are. It's not like a little shaker thing that you see with herbs. It's like massive. You get so much out of it.
Oh, I've been smashing them.
Awesome.
We got given, you were going away, so I took the whole box. Shit, yeah.
What have you been putting it on? Veggies, chicken?
There's this amazing chocolate one that's like, it's like cacao,
really?
Sea salt, coconut. It's, and you just literally can put it on ice cream or like, cereal. It's really, really good. You'd like it.
Yeah, I bet I would. All right, cool. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Yeah, we'll see you Monday for a regular show. Tomorrow is our chat with Jordan. Catch ya.